Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Smack the snake dude. And hopefully not get another nat one.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I'll attack the big dude again. That's a nat
one. Oh my gosh!
Are you kidding me?
No.
Three in a row?
Okay, so I'm gonna hit this dude this time.
Do not use that time.
I'll change dice again, sure.
Use the yellow, yeah.
One.
It's a 5.
Oh, plus that's so much better.
Plus 6 is an 11.
It hits!
Yay!
You get a ribbon.
It's okay, slash. We can take them, guys. We don't need to, like...
Shut up!
Chapter 33, Don't Split the Party.
Okay, so in the last episode, you guys had sprung a really effective ambush and taken out the guards that were on the very corner of this tropical village. As the dust settles and the disturbed animals all go back to... what they were doing. You guys find yourselves sitting there with the 5 corpses of dead humans around you. And everybody roll for me perception check. Okay, and what do we get, Gordon?
12.
No one?
20.
Elsewhere?
21.
Arlen?
9.
Adrian?
16.
Okay, so Alistair... You and no one can share that one.
I want to pick up one of the scimitars off the ground next to the...
Okay. It is finely made, although not ornate or fancy in any way.
Can we search them for anything else?
Yeah. All right. So, as I'm looting one of the bodies, I announce, hey, man, these guys have scales.
Scale? Really?
And now that they mention it, as you're... kind of peeling back those silken robes. The skin is not universally covering their bodies, but there are definitely patches of fine scales where they have skin there.
Well, that's gross. But do they have anything of value?
Well, actually, one of you guys has the presence of mind to go and like pop open an eyelid. Mm-hmm. And you notice their eyes have vertical pupils.
They're goat people.
That would be horizontal.
Goats have horizontal pupils?
Yeah.
Yes. That's pretty cool.
So do horses.
Cuttlefish have W pupils.
And sheep.
And welcome to Wild World of Animals, folks.
All right, so, I wonder if we could,
So does it feel, if we run our fingers across the scales, does it feel rough like what mine would feel like, or do they feel smoother like a snake?
It feels smoother like a snake, and if you check quickly in the mouth, you'll notice that they actually have fangs. Not like actual, rapier fangs like you'd find in an actual snake, but their canine teeth are definitely pointed and needly.
Blah, I come to fuck your blood.
Blah, blah.
I wonder if these eyeballs are something we could sell them.
Why would we want to sell eyeballs?
I don't know. They might be
magic
worth something.
Magic component or something? Snake person eyeball?
I don't suppose you can see like a poisonous sack in the mouth or anything, is there?
Well, obviously, yeah. They sprayed the poison. Yeah.
There's a couple of ducks in there. If you want to investigate closely where you feel that they could project that poison spray from.
Okay. Well, we're not going to try to...
But anything of value on their person?
Nothing on them. Apparently, when on watch, they don't bother to carry anything valuable with them.
Okay.
I'm going to cut out an eyeball and see if I can sell it later.
Okay. You may add one eyeball to your inventory.
Where are you going to keep it?
He's going to make it into a necklace. Pack. I have an herbalism kit. I'll just empty out some herbs and put it in one of the little jars.
So creepy.
Just going to wrap it in some bay leaves and some thyme.
Snake... person eye.
Well, if we dumped out the time, it would be wasted.
Yes.
Am I wasting time?
Yes.
Well, what do we do?
You can't make up for lost time, so you better keep track of it.
What are we going to do about our three compatriots at the bridge? We still have to get across the bridge.
So do we take a break and lose any... I mean, the longer we wait here, the more they might go, hey, where's... We haven't heard from these guys.
Yeah, we don't know if they do a watch change or anything where they might rotate and have somebody...
How many key points do you
have? Are we doing a
short rest? I have two left.
I have two left.
Two out of what?
Two out of four.
If we do a short rest, that's a half hour, and we risk losing any advantage.
And if they did any sort of...
I know you did a couple spells left, but you still...
I expended three and 1 second, but I can spend one more sorcery point on something that we're doing later. Yeah,
I only used a one and a first level and a second level.
I saved key. I have two key points.
I have two left. We could do... Yeah.
Yeah, I think we
can. If it's against three, I think we could do it.
I can get back pretty much...
Do we want to try the ambush again?
I don't really think we have an ability to ambush. This is right
on
the...
You checked all of these, right?
Yeah, presumably, yeah. I did. I checked all of them, right? I went around the whole perimeter and I went to the... But I didn't check these. I just checked this and the longhouse.
Yeah, you didn't go into any of the huts?
No, I didn't go
here
or any of these.
Just
but this
around
one
the outside.
I did.
Like a buffalo gal.
Yeehaw.
Well, let's go say hello to the snake guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any sort of coverage back here? Because I was able to sneak, but I don't know if...
Yeah,
I don't think we need to sneak.
You were able to sneak with Pass Without a Trace in your elven cloak without too much trouble, but yeah, without those adjuncts, it's pretty much just open
area
that they cleared
it
out.
With your cloak.
Pass Without a Trace is over now. It's not, because we wasted 40 minutes getting set up and doing
but
it.
You just took damage.
Yeah.
But that was only about what?
I did take damage, yeah.
2 minutes? 3 minutes?
Yeah, but I took damage.
And isn't it until you attack or something?
No,
I would say it's probably fair that it was ending.
Attacking,
well, you know what? Let's just stroll up.
Okay.
Are any
of the groups that you said were back over here, are they in line of sight of this group?
They're right on the edge of the jungle there. So with all of the huts and foliage in the way, probably nobody has direct line of sight all the way back to the bridge.
Did I notice if any of the other groups had snaky people in it?
You saw only humans around the outside.
Okay, so
which apparently aren't humans.
What if that snaky guy's kind of like their leader and is starting to make all of them into snaky people?
I had another theory. What if they were just the initiates? The snaky person, somebody higher up.
Exactly, and what if he has like some sort of mental link to them and could draw all of them to him?
Well, if we go up, we would know. Yeah. Well... We have to get in, cross the bridge, so...
Yeah.
Wouldn't them discovering that be good? Because that would mean that someone would have to go over there and then call other people over to the edge of camp and we just, like, cross the bridge?
I will not... I'll be the meat shield that goes up and instigates.
But we don't really have the ability to ambush
before
here.
Before we do that, I want to use a hit... Can I use
that
a hit
die?
Is that a short rest? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but still.
Well, it comes down to the question: do you guys want to use hit dice and regain your thing and or your
I'm
key
not.
Points and
I'm
those
actually.
Sort of things?
Only,
I'm
okay. I want to rest just to get my
so
my.
I think we should
back,
do the rest because since he is the only snaky person, there's a good chance that he's got a little bit more power than the other ones do.
Yeah, it's 10 to 30. It's 10 to 30 minutes. We don't have to stay down for all 30. All
right, so
yeah.
We'll take a short rest. Then.
Yeah, and I could use the hit die as well.
Yeah.
Yes, you could. You can use another one.
Four. No, you can use one.
I can only use one?
I thought you could use up to half.
You can use one until fifth level, then you can use two.
So what's the deal about having hit die
every
level?
I thought
he said
we had 4 hit die.
Yeah, you get hit die every level.
Yeah, you can use 4 a day.
After another battle, we could use another hit die.
Oh.
We just can't use them all at once.
We're taking a pause to bandage up here so you can use a hit die at that point.
Okay. I didn't understand that.
I got my paper cut fixed, but everything else, the broken femur.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I just rub some dirt on it.
No, what do you have down?
Oh, I'm not that far down. I'm only like 7 points down.
I'm 5 points
down.
It's not terrible. I'm not concerned.
Actually, hold on to yours because if this guy does something where you can use your 5 points and remove a
poison or disease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because these guys' poison wasn't very
poisonous. He's probably gonna have actual bitey fangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you still poisoned?
No, there was no poison. I think it was just poison damage.
Okay.
You weren't like... Ugh.
I didn't catch that bit.
All right. So, we short rested.
Okay.
I'm all keyed up for this.
Get it?
Stop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Get those back.
That's the problem with him. He's a monkey. He's always messing around.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Hey.
Uh-huh. That's really bad.
Okay.
It was supposed to be.
So, what is the plan? What are you going to do?
I'm going to meat shield it, and we'll see how it works.
We could so hide gonna... behind here and do another little sub-ambush behind that
I'm building. Okay with that. I really am. I'm saying I will draw them out. Like, it worked well last time. I'll draw them out
and
again.
We can draw them out to here, and then we have a surprise.
Yeah.
Someone can even go
do
around
you,
back.
Do you want me to go out? Because then I have a little bit faster... I'm faster than he is.
And you can go, oh my god,
well,
and run away.
But that might be a little bit more suspicious than someone just standing there. I can't take the damage like he can.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I mean, not much, but it's still high enough that it may not.
Well, it worked once. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you good on hit points at least?
Oh, yeah. I healed myself during the battle.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's do that then. So, do you want... Gurnball, what do you guys want? How are we going to approach this in terms of screen board here?
So let's just say on the map, we want to be hiding here, right? And right. Have you draw them out behind the hut.
So we're facing kind of like this way again in the hut.
So let's say this is the hut here. We're all...
Can you do me a favor? I'm going to focus my entire attention on the big snake dude.
Yeah.
Hit him hard with something. As soon as we start,
I'm gonna jump the snake, dude.
That's fine.
I'm gonna. I think we gotta take him down.
The only reason I say that is while the scimitars aren't exactly pleasant, God knows what the higher up.
I think we should all focus on the snake, dude.
We should all focus on the snake, dude.
I mean, if he goes down, the other guys might flee.
Hmm?
If we kill the big snake, dude, the others might.
That's possible. Yeah.
Or go into a furious frenzy.
Oh. Okay. What?
So that's the hut.
I didn't read that correctly.
What?
So I have three rays, each of which are its own attack, and each of them are 2d6 damage.
Oh, so you used Scorching Ray last time, not just Fireball?
No. I did not use Scorching Ray.
Okay.
But I misread the...
Well, it doesn't matter, because no matter how much damage you had done to them, they were impervious to it.
No, this one was fire.
The Scorching Ray. I thought I said
that my strongest attack was just 2d6.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But now it's actually potentially three times 2d6. All right.
So is this the building, DM?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the long lodge there.
And so where's the three people at?
Yeah.
So is this like going to be like in progress after they've already started like running after him?
Yeah, so the other ones are way over here.
So we're hiding... And he's going to draw them in, and we're just going to...
Oh, they'd be coming this way.
Okay, well, yeah, why don't we just move you guys all the way to the very edge here?
Yeah.
Hiding one more square, I mean? Mm-hmm.
No, those are fine.
Like, into hiding more?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go back one so we're not, like, right on the corner.
Okay. These are buildings?
That's the long lodge there.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
And how long is it in?
It's almost, it's like 60 to 100 feet somewhere in there. It's pretty long.
It's just
chock-a-block full of various supplies
so
and tools.
And on board, it's 70, so it's like even longer than this.
Okay, so I just need an idea of where the snake guy is.
About where your player's handbook is over there.
Okay, so that's going to suck.
You don't have to go all the way up.
I know that. Believe me, I know that. It's line of sight, it's 30 feet, so. So you guys are. Okay.
You can go 60 feet?
If I dash.
Oh, yeah.
So from here to the handbook is about max range for my breath weapon.
Okay.
That's your call, though.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, then I will, no pun intended, light up the.
No.
The snake guy.
Okay.
Or attempt to. It's a DC 12.
So you're going to just go up there and go after the snake headed guy to begin with.
Shock buzz him, yep. And then I'm going to turn it. As soon as I see it hit, regardless of how well it does, I'm going to dash back to the people. All my people! Once they know they see me, flick the tail in annoyance.
Okay.
I shake my tail back and forth.
in your general direction.
Okay, so you run up there, breathe. His dexterity saving throw is a grand total of 11, which I don't believe does.
Oh, right on. Heck actually, yeah. Did full damage.
Yeah. Of six.
Hey, hey, it barely beats three. No, full damage.
Okay.
6 points to electrical. And then, if, are they following? Or are they charging?
And so what happens is, where's our map of the camp? There it is. So they're here. The large guy and one of the other humans comes running towards you. The other human disappears behind the building this way.
Dang it! They're going to rot him out.
We don't see that.
Well, I mean, it might be going for
him. Okay,
I
know. And let's get some initiative rolls. Gurnvall.
Can I run first or do...
None of us. That
would be this round.
Ah, son of a bitch.
We can't see it.
I just got the best roll for initiative.
Oh, God, he's going to get help.
That's what I just said.
None of us know that.
Only, well, okay.
Let's all hide behind the... for initiative.
Yeah, but I mean, presumably he'll say one of them broke off as soon as he returns to us.
Gurn?
19.
Okay, no one.
Oh. 15.
And Elstair?
21.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
And Arlen?
18.
And Adri?
19.
Wow.
Jeez. That was high rolls.
No
for
one
everybody.
Had the worst one at 15. You guys are on the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first things first, Alistair, you see Grenville run up there and blast away. And turn to come back.
Do I see the guy running that way? Or?
Are you guys behind the wall?
Yeah,
what are you
we're
doing?
Like
yeah,
right
we're...
here.
So right now you can't see. Were you guys peeking around at all? Or just,
I imagine we would
have, like,
be. Yeah,
around.
Or me
or
at
cloak
least.
Girl.
Yeah, I'd probably
okay.
be poking.
So you have no idea what's going on then, right. Alistair. You are plastered up behind the building.
So
what do you
in
do?
That case, I'm going to hold an action. Yeah, until. Someone get until I notice.
Okay.
Or until you can attack. Or
okay, so you are holding, and then next up, Grenval, you can
dash for 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
And he doesn't want to shout because then our surprise
12.
Is over.
No, but I will say, I will tell. Alistair, one's going around the back.
Okay.
Okay, is that going to change your held action, Alistair?
I can go faster.
So good.
Are you going to stay where you are? Are you going to push yourself around the back?
I'm going to stay where I am, because I'm probably going to be more useful than the one with the two dudes.
Okay.
Than the recon mission.
Yeah.
That's going
we'll both break off, because there might be if we encounter more. Okay.
And then you can just, like, stand in the back and, like... Because shoot
this,
everyone.
This thing has range like no tomorrow.
Make it worse.
And then I can add double it.
If there's no tomorrow, that means there's nothing. Therefore, it has no range.
Or if
you have
ending,
no range.
I mean, it doesn't mean that it's going to end.
If tomorrow never comes.
Okay.
They won't for these guys.
Welcome to Lounge Singing in Dungeons & Dragons. Okay. And then, Adri. You can see them coming from the bridge, heading this direction.
And Grenval said once.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start breaking off.
Okay.
I'm going over 40. Here. So that was what? Did these count?
5, 10,
obviously,
yeah.
So that's 5, 10, 15, 20.
You should probably wait. Are you gonna be like trying to not be noticed?
We just at this point you gotta just go after them.
Right.
As you round that corner, you see nothing over there. You can see the two huts, these guys here, but this guy is either hiding behind here or has gone into this hut or something, but you do not see him out here.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna hang out here until I can see him.
Okay.
And, like, keep moving that way to maybe, like...
Until I can just, like, you know...
To, like, maybe, like, throw some darts.
Yeah.
Be effective.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Arlen?
I'm going to move to for her.
Oh, are you going to be noticed
her.
There?
Hmm?
Are you going to be noticed there?
Not yet.
No.
No? Okay. Because I have range for days.
Okay.
But we want them to come down. We don't want them to get...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't want to see them.
And no one.
Okay, I'm going to follow Adri, so I'd be like right here.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Or side by side.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Nothing like splitting the party.
You know, go wrong.
Okay.
I mean, we're only come around the back healers. We're only keeping both the healers in one group. And the squishiest one.
And if this person gets away, then we've got 30 more of these guys.
Yes, so that's why we're trying to nail that one first.
Bink, 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 bink. Is this you? Bink.
No.
Yes.
Do you actually have a crossbow? Because I know we can use crossbows.
I don't have one.
Okay, neither do I. So probably should have gotten one of those at some point.
Dash, you move twice your speed.
Okay, I can do a free dash on a key point.
And like dash is your move, speed is doubled, so like...
Yeah.
So we'd have 80.
Then you move again.
Yeah.
So we'd have 80.
80, okay. And that's with the key point without any penalty.
Yeah.
Or as an action, you can dash.
Yeah.
So that means you can have double dash?
Yeah.
We could go 160 feet. Holy cow.
Like the jump.
In less than 6 seconds.
Okay, yeah. So the...
Cool looking guys.
Big Baddie. We'll call that one Big Baddie. And then we'll call that one Maul again. That's the other human. Come running at tip-top speed.
This is the snaky guy?
That's the snaky guy.
Okay.
Big Baddie is the snaky guy. Come running up there, and they can get to within about, 4 or 5 squares from you before they run out of movement. Anybody want to do anything else before we
go on the next round? I don't see them.
Are you giving me a free
you
action?
You can't see them.
We should probably move in this direction.
That's what I was going to do.
So you can. Can you shoot at them yet?
I can, but I don't want to blow the cover right now.
Why? I mean, they're already within like 30 feet of us.
Should I?
I mean, we can just stage the ambush right there.
No, so. Let them come closer. All
right.
If anything, you can back up if you want. Just so you're not right there when your spell goes off.
So when you roll in that one, you want level 4 fireball the whole party?
Yeah, but only a level 4 fireball them, too.
Be caught at that
You guys smile way too much, but the thought of thermal nuclear bombing us.
Okay, so anything before we start the next round?
Nope.
Okay, top of the round. Alistair, you get to go first. What are you going to do?
So should I spring it, or...
No, wait for them.
Because you want to get the surprise ambush.
Okay, I'm going to move up next to Gurnville. Just to, like,
okay,
be able to reaction attack and stuff like that if necessary.
Okay, and?
And then I'll hold my action to probably hit one of them if they stand there.
Okay. And then Gurnville?
Are we waiting for them to come to the corner, guys, or can I? Do you want me to go up and?
Well, I moved here because we weren't going to engage them over.
What about ye old crossbow and take a shot?
Okay, which one?
Big dude. Ooh, not bad. 22.
Okay, that definitely hits. Once again, these guys are wearing just silken robes. In fact, this guy is bare to the waist and just has
9 points
and so forth. Yeah. Okay, that hurt him. Okay. And Adri?
Alright, I'm gonna move over here.
Okay.
Can I see anything yet?
Nope.
Darn.
The guy's either, like I said, either hiding behind the end of the longhouse or has run into that other hut there.
Actually, I'm gonna move right here.
Okay. And then Arlen?
Hold until someone until one of these two engages.
And no one?
Now move 40 up.
Okay. Go ahead and slip that in right there so we've got some grid at the end there.
Dynamic, yeah.
Okay, and these guys come running up. First is the Maul guy. And he comes up there and attempts to smack Grinval with his scimitars.
So I'm gonna.
The first one's a 22, the second one is a 6. So I think he pegs you with the first one.
Yep.
So after this one.
For 2 whole points of damage. He overextends himself and doesn't do too much.
So can I bring my held action in now?
Do you want to use reaction attack and then your held action?
No, your reaction.
Okay.
Good. Holding your action uses your reaction, doesn't it?
No. Okay.
No?
Your action is just.
You wait.
Reaction. You get waiting, but you don't get a bonus. You just get an action.
It works as a reaction.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So, yeah.
But it is not.
Use your stored action there.
Yeah. So now he's in. So you could literally, now that you suddenly get whacked, you could just whip your sword around over the top or whatever.
Warhammer. I think...
And would that surprise him?
Would I be at all...
Like, you wouldn't get any advantage from it. Just, all of a sudden, you're just there.
I'm gonna hit him. Oh, that's a
nat
1.
Oh, jeez. Oh. And you hit Grumble on the head and he drops like a stone.
So, no, you end up clipping the thatch in the roof as you try to swing out at him.
I'll also activate my action.
Okay. And what are you going to do?
I'm going to cast Scorching Ray on Big Snake Dude.
Okay.
How many? All three on him?
All three on him.
And what does he have to do? Is that a save or hit or what?
It's an attack.
Okay. So you get three attacks then?
Yep.
Okay.
First one, natural 20.
Definitely hits.
Okay.
So you get the extra die of damage there.
And then second attack is a 22.
Definitely hits.
And the third attack is a 8.
No. Okay. Third one flies wide.
So one.
But you get the extra die on that first attack.
5d6 damage. I'm going to use a sorcery point to reroll this one.
Oh my gosh!
That's twice in a row, isn't it?
Worst.
18 in bonus.
Worst
ever.
18 points of damage.
Wow, really? Okay.
Is that with your bonus from the nat 20?
That's with the bonus die. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so... Okay, so that hits him pretty hard. He looks... between the crossbow bolt, the lightning blast, and the firebolt, he's pretty heavily wounded. Okay, and speaking of which, it's his turn. And he runs up.
Oh, and then I'm going to use a first level spell slot to give me back 2 sorcery points.
Okay. And Grinville, he's right beside you, so he first attempts to slash you with his scimitar.
Awesome.
And gets a 22.
Yep.
So that's 6 points of damage. And then he attempts to bite you with his big fangy maw.
Mm.
Fangy maw.
And that's a 16, though. So you were able to get your shield into his jaws there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As venom oozes from the fangs.
And then we get to the top of the round. And Alistair, you get to go.
Would it be possible for me to... go through Grendel's square and in between them to the other side, just to like...
Yeah, you could shout to Grendel, jump, and you could do a barrel roll underneath them and come up in between the two of them.
Wait, isn't a barrel roll when you go like
this? Enough.
Doesn't matter, though.
Tuck and roll.
And then I will smack the snake dude and hopefully not get another nat 1.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Don't you get advantage?
No. But that was 2 nat 1s.
Well, hopefully you got them out of your system.
That d20 is fired.
Yeah, sure. I'll use this one.
So, it's the start of the other longhouse.
The edge of that larger hut there. Okay.
We have 2 games going here,
Nah.
He needs an assistant DM to run this side.
Okay. So, next up on the list, Nuwan and Adri, you're sitting there at the far side of the longhouse, and the door to that longer hut there opens up, and the human that had fled from the bridge comes running out, and we'll call that one Axe, and then along with it, another one of the snaky guys.
Aww.
Well, that one at least looks like
go ahead and tattle on us. Gosh.
Disengage or run away.
Yeah, we'll have to.
No,
you don't need to disengage.
No. We're not.
Master Cho did not teach us to run
all right.
away from battle.
Actually, Master Cho did say to you one time the easiest way to stop a fight is just to turn and run away. That was one of my more philosophical teachings.
That's when he had a little too much hops in his tea bowl. I don't take that too.
Okay.
And also he said, hit it very hard.
Yeah, he said, and snake people are bad.
Like unless it's a snake person.
So they come running out and they're what? About 30 feet away from you still? Oh, 15 feet away from you still. 15 feet away. And then next up is, in fact, Grenville.
Okay. Even though I'm not sure I'm going to like this, I'm going to stow the shield and whip out that other scimitar to my offhand.
Okay.
And the first thing will be the filial on the big snake dude. Oh, geez, thank God. 19.
Okay. That definitely hits him.
Ooh, nice. 10 points.
Ooh, wow, yeah.
And I'm going to whip the scimitar around at the same guy.
Okay.
For 18.
Hits. Is there not a bonus on the offhand?
No.
No bonus on the offhand.
Just to spite. For 3 more.
Four more?
Flail was for three more.
Three more, okay. He is looking pretty bad. You've hit him, you know, multiple times.
Okay.
Okay, and Adri?
I'm going to hold my action.
And what are you going to hold it for? Tell. What's the trigger?
Until they come within attack range.
So you're going to be ready there for the attack, okay. And
come at me, bro.
Then Arlen?
I am going to... use fire bolts on the sneaky guy.
On the big guy?
Yep.
Okay.
That's, that's a good call.
That's 13.
Hits.
And that deals 4 damage.
Okay. He looks like he's barely standing. Okay. And then next up is Noan.
I'm going to hold until they come into a melee range there.
Sounds good.
But I will be, I'm going to be taunting them.
Okay. What language will you use to taunt them?
Because I will use Infernal.
Infernal? Okay.
And I'll make my eyes glow red.
Gleepin, gloopin, glappin.
Oh, it's like Mordor.
Give it to him, baby.
Gaji goo goo.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm starting that's draconic.
That's the Warcry.
That's what Kirkville. Okay, so Axe moves forward and it tries to attack Adri.
Alright.
They go first.
We go first, right?
Mm-hmm. No, was, yeah, when they come within range, right?
Yeah,
we said when they come within range.
Okay, so you, you get your you guys do you both want to go first on
Do we both want to attack Humany here? Or do we do you want to wait for Snakey? Let's wipe him out
and double team.
All right.
We're going to both just take this guy.
All right, so I'm going to expend a key point for a flurry of blows. Do a hand axe attack to start with. That's 17 to hit.
Definitely hits.
All right. For it's less awesome. 5 points of damage.
Okay. First time that one's been hit.
All right. I would hope so. Yeah, I feel a little concerned. Then I'm going to do punch to the head for 18, 23 hit.
Definitely hits.
All right. And then 4 points of damage. Follow that up with a kick for probably doesn't make it 9 to hit.
9 does not hit.
Okay.
Okay, but you got 4 points on the second hit?
Yes.
Okay, so... And no one? Did you want to attack Axe?
I'm going to attack Axe since our deal is to try to tag team this person, maybe.
Okay.
So I will do a thrust with the dagger. So that is 16.
16 definitely hits.
So 1d4 plus 5. 9.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to do a snap kick, which is an 11.
And that hits as well.
Okay, so 1d4 plus 4, which is 8.
Okay.
17 points of damage.
So 17 total on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she looks a little beaten up there.
Little or a lot?
Well, pretty good. I mean, yeah, she's bleeding out the nose and definite bruises everywhere. Some slash marks. Okay. And then this guy, the big baddie facing you, Noan, comes up and tries to do a slash and bite routine. The slash is a 6. I believe that's a 6. No, excuse me, an 8. So, but that still doesn't hit, right?
Correct.
And the bite is a 20.
That does hit me.
Natural?
Non-natural.
Oh.
Oof. That's good.
Okay, so you take 5 points from the bite and take 8 points from poison. So a grand total of 13 points there, total for the bite.
That's not good.
Okay, and running out the door is another one of the biggies.
Disengage and dash away.
A little behind the other ones there.
Maybe we all should disengage and dash away.
Okay. We can and top of the round. So
we can do it. We can take these guys. We got potions.
We start out.
That's true.
With,
we do.
With Axe. And Axe takes a swing, a pair of swings back at you, Adri, to depreciate what you did there. And gets a 16 and a 13. Did any of those hit?
The first one barely hits. The second one does not.
And you take 3 points of damage as she just kind of brushes by. And then Noan, the big baddie, goes again and tries the slash and bite routine again. The slash is a natural one. The bite is a natural two. So neither of those hit. Great.
Great.
So do we want to finish off the human and vacuum the biggie?
Oh, excuse me, Alistair, you get to go next.
Do you want
to
have me?
So would now be a good time to drink the potion of frost giant strength? Which would give me
up to you.
It would give me an effective, like a +3 more over everything else, over like strength attacks.
That's well, the big thing to think of all the possible uses you could have that, you know, like being stuck behind a, you know, block of stone that you have to lift and out of the way, or
right now we are okay. The guy that I've been attacking is almost dead, and the other guy.
But it lasts an hour, so I could like.
Yeah, but I hold on to it. Just we're doing all right.
Okay, then I
start smiting mightily.
Do you want to maybe start coming around here?
Well, these guys are almost dead. I'll attack the big dude again. That's an
oh my
one.
Gosh!
Are you kidding me?
No.
Three in a row?
Three in a row.
What did you do to your deity to tick them off?
Holy cow!
Maybe your god likes snakes.
I was just about to say, maybe I should break away and help, but no!
it turns out that in the long past that Alistair was menaced by snakes and has a phobia.
So that's what happens when you're an Oathbreaker.
Okay, and
Gertie Bell. Again, we're still concentrating on the big dude.
Yep.
The flail is a 21.
Hits.
Wow, 3 points.
And you just whack him upside the head and down he goes.
Okay, then I'll spin around.
And it doesn't occur to you until just about now, Adrian Noan, the two big baddies that just came out, the snaky guys, look considerably larger than the one that you guys just knocked down over there on the other side. That's like great. Maybe he was the runt of the litter and that's why he got put on bridge duty.
Okay, whipping the scimitar around. For a 17.
Hit. Go for a maul there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hits.
Nice.
For a 3.
Okay. First time
he's
been
hit. Do you think you guys can maybe like lead him around this way and then we can all like just like run away from them across the bridge?
Well, we can use a disengage.
Well, they're not like twice the size. They're just, you know.
We're going to have to disengage for a key point and then dash.
Or like
that's 2 key points.
No,
or is that just
dash,
one and then dash is an action?
Yeah.
Right.
Or disengage is an action.
Yeah, let's
and
disengage
then that would get
so
us
we don't get
1, 2,
yeah,
3,
so
4, 5, 6, 7,
an
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, yeah, we lead them right here.
Yeah.
We could dash all the way
up
here.
We have to. We have to disengage and dash. We can't beat these three.
Mm-hmm.
Not when we're down.
Oh, come on. Where's your sense of adventure?
It's 17 hit points
works.
Away from him.
All right.
Okay, and next up, Adri, what are you going
to
do?
All right, I'm going to... expend a key point to disengage.
Mm-hmm.
On a dash.
All the way back to there?
Yeah, because I'm a weenie.
Woo! We got this, Adri! Adri?
No, the party here.
Adri!
The party here is. Help!
Amazing! Super duper!
Or do you just want to go to the corner and you and Arlen and Noan can post up there and hopefully
these
guys can...
Yeah, let me just go right there.
Okay,
yeah, we'll knock down this dude and then you can... Or he'll knock down this dude and I'll roll like...
What's this
wee,
beige knight?
Okay, and next up is Arlen. What are you going to do, Arlen?
I'm going to firebolt Maul.
Dude, I'm probably going to die before I get to
run. One thing to think about, do you have Witch Bolt prepared?
Yeah.
If you go to the corner, you're going to get at least two ticks of it on one of those guys if you can hit them.
True, true.
And while they come running in.
How far is Witch Bolt? Oh, you can extend the range.
Like 100, Witch Bolt 60 feet.
Right. Okay, that's still good. Yeah.
You can get the one's head then.
That wouldn't quite hit him.
If so you just have to go up to the corner 15, there.
20, yeah, you go up to the corner.
I can 30, go here.
Yeah, you
can
1, you, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
that's a
eight,
better
nine,
idea
ten,
for you
yep.
to go to the okay. corner.
But if you, but if
hit,
you went
hit,
like right here,
hit
then
hit the
yeah.
bigger of the targets.
Yeah, I'll hit yeah. the... I'll try to...
This
hit
guy?
Is it a roll to hit? Or
it's a roll to hit. And then after that, it's consistent damage.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe you should go over and...
No, he's got it. He's good. He's good.
And then I can do a reaction attack if you run away.
Seven won't hit, so I'll use Tides of Chaos.
Tides of Chaos!
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
That was such
don't
a
we all have
giggle!
18.
You hit.
Tides of Chaos!
Oh. Fireball goes off next to
oh
us.
My.
9 points of damage.
Nice.
9 points to
the
to the this
green
one.
We'll call that one club and the other one shield. So
okay.
9 points to club.
Yeah.
Okay. First time he's been hit.
And you became a human Tesla.
She's gonna sit here and be like,
no. I got you, Noan! Just lean to the left!
And speaking of Noan.
I'm going to use a key point, disengage, and then go run to work by.
Like right here?
Next, no, one less, maybe?
Oh,
who's
right,
here?
Right there.
Okay.
So you guys gonna cower behind the cloth you're wearing?
I'm
not wearing cloth anymore.
Maybe you should stand in front of him, you know?
Dude.
Oh,
yeah,
who's the bad sorcerer now?
if they run, they'll be like on him in like a turn and a half.
He can move.
I can move. You can
mm-hmm.
even with Witch Bolt. Like they have to move. They'll move forward. Yeah,
okay.
Point.
And speaking of which, next up is Maul, and he attempts to
Maul me
spin and club Alistair because Alistair is doing such a poor job. This must be the weak one. He can't even hit me with his warhammer.
That glowing warhammer.
Okay, so two slashes in your face. The first one is a 21, and the second is an 18.
No.
So the second one, right?
Yes and no.
So the first one hits for 5 points of damage. Okay. And then... shield gets to go. And dashes forward and get within
okay, that's
three.
A dash.
Yeah.
I was like, oh god.
Did I not
see
you?
He's moving like 60 feet.
He sprouted wings from his back with a hiss.
Did I not tell you they can teleport and burst into flames and call down meteors from the heavens? Okay.
Oh man, that's bad.
Okay. And top of the round. So, first things first, Alistair, you get to go.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit this dude this time.
Do not
I
use
promise.
That time.
I'll change dice again, sure. Use the yellow, yeah.
One.
It's a 5.
Oh,
plus
that's
six
so much better.
Is an 11.
It hits!
Yay!
You get a ribbon.
Smite!
Gold star. That's a 5 points of damage.
Wow.
I rolled a 1 on the damage.
Did you not hear the Dragonborn telling you to smite him?
I'm out of spell slots.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Well, that's not a problem. So
cashing
five
a sorcerer
5
point.
Points of damage.
Hey, can I borrow a sorcery point?
Yes. No.
Do we have
okay.
one of those, do we have one of those
no.
blue vials left?
So it looks a
no.
little damaged. Okay, and then
oh, we do. We have the blue vials.
No, we don't.
Or
we
do we didn't
shattered
get
it all
we shattered all of them? Okay.
Yeah.
Although I'd love to do that encounter again. That was
yeah.
Yeah, it
was. That was interesting.
Okay, and next up are axe and
you should
club.
You should do what I do. Just roll 5 nat ones. You're just rolling the sorcery table, wild magic table, over and over.
Oh, Jesus. We have a blue fireball-causing flump machine.
Yeah.
They both end up right here, yeah.
Without anybody being able to see, hear, or talk.
Yeah.
And then...
with illusory petals and butterfly flying. I don't
know. Axe pulls out a longbow while she is running forward, and Noan flings an arrow at you, Actually, two, excuse me.
Just pulls out the bow, but doesn't use it.
Just pulls out the bow.
Ooh. You have deflect missiles.
I have deflect missiles.
You have deflect missiles.
You might want to use them. I got a 22 and a natural 20.
Okay, well, deflect missiles. I can reduce damage. Okay, this is not even a key point. This is just a reaction. I can reduce to 1d10 plus dex plus level damage. If it's reduced to zero, I can spend a key point and throw it back. So let's do the natural 20s that I'm going to deflect.
Okay, so the first one.
So you need to roll, right?
1d10. No, he's got to do damage first.
Yeah, no, do damage. So
the first one you take 7 points from. Good solid hit.
Doesn't it do...
No.
Like,
no.
How does it work?
No.
Hold on. And the second one would do... Oh my goodness. Boxcars. Second one would do 13 points of damage.
So I do a d10 plus 4
plus
my dex modifier, which is 4. So
eight.
D10 plus 8 damage reduction. So
13.
13.
Eight. So
it's
exactly
zero.
You can
throw
it back.
You got exactly to zero, so you could throw it back.
Should I? I have to.
Do it. Yeah.
That's
so cool.
I catch it and I just chuck it back.
So you go full pose,
yeah,
and just swing it around and
yeah,
back? Okay.
Yeah.
Do the same amount of damage or what?
I think it does.
1d4 damage.
Oh,
it does
1d4
damage.
Okay.
So I'm going to do...
But he took the zero.
No, but it doesn't it automatically hit? Or do you still have to roll for it?
No,
hit?
Throw back. I think it's...
I think throw back, it just hits.
Me,
I don't think
let's
it...
Let's do a double check.
If you catch a missile in this way, you can spend one key point to make a ranged attack with a weapon or a piece of ammunition you just caught.
Okay.
You make this attack with proficiency regardless of your weapon proficiencies, and the missile counts as a monk weapon for the attack, which has a
okay,
normal range of 20 feet and a long range of 60 feet.
Okay. So
it doesn't say anything about rolling.
Okay,
for,
so then
I think the key point, I think it's spending
the
key point is
attack.
Yes.
Automatically
okay,
hitting.
So I do plus range. 4 here. Plus 4, plus proficiency, plus 6, so that's a 14.
Hits.
And then I guess I get my plus 4 for dex on damage.
And
so
your monk
5.
Stuff, if it's any monk stuff.
No, just 5 points.
5 points
he can
back to axe?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an
so, unfortunately, Noan, for you, Arlen has his back to you, and the other two guys are engaged with the mall and around the corner. But Adri thought that was a really cool move.
Alright!
She was the only one who could see
it. Like, the thing is, the arrow like goes over my shoulder, and then goes back over my shoulder.
You're like, what?
What? No, you're too much. Oh god, I'm gonna die!
It's like key energy, so there's little sparkles as it
oh,
comes.
Oh, sparkles and rainbows.
Yeah.
Sparkles and rainbows.
Well, and he's jumping
hellish
along.
Sparkles.
Hellish sparkles.
Hellish like sparkles and
fiendish
like...
firefly sparkles.
Okay.
Like, guys,
and the other snaky-headed dude does the same sort of thing.
He dashed.
This one?
Yep.
Wait, they both dashed.
They went up 60 feet there.
Mm-hmm.
Their move is 60 feet.
They
excuse
went.
Me, they went up 30 feet.
They went up
30.
Yeah.
And,
it's fair.
And Noan, they're also going after you because they smell blood at this point.
Bow.
However, he is not quite as skilled with a bow. He gets a...
His snakiness. He's
kind
of doing
12.
This too much. Couldn't study his
a what?
An 18 and a 12.
The 18 hits.
Okay.
Arlen, what are your hit points at?
20.
Of?
25.
Oh, excuse me, 17 to hit.
That just barely hits.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Okay, and 7 points of damage. No, excuse me, 9 points of damage.
I can't use another reaction, can I?
No.
No.
So then I'm down.
He crumples.
You are?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay. So knock me down. But at least I went down doing something awesome. It was like...
You were too much going, oh,
I was
sweet!
Like,
and then you got shot in the chest.
I was like...
He just looks down, blinks at
it. It reacted to that. I'm like, oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, not for me.
And you know what the worst part was, Noan? It's like, you did all that, but it wasn't on your turn, so you still got a turn coming up to make a death save. Okay. And
knew
speaking
I should
of which, Gernville.
Kill it. What's the range on healing word? Touch.
30
touch.
Feet.
Oh,
healing word is 30 feet.
Oh, yeah. So you can heal him from all the way over here?
Yeah, he's just within range. Cool. For my free action, I will laugh uproariously that I have to save the monk yet again.
We were taking on two of them.
I don't
giants.
See that. All I see is you fall over and Adrian going, oh.
You better tell the tale.
But that was sweet.
You better tell the story, man. You got to tell the story.
I will activate my channel divinity. secondary ability, which is called Preserve Life, and you get flooded with 15 hit points flat.
Okay, so I'm at 15.
Yes.
Nice.
And then I will use my bonus action to cast Healing Word on him again at second level, which will be my last second level spell. We can go without the sound effects.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Three.
But not to be confused.
Four plus... Dang it.
Are you in the lectamine? Six.
10 points more.
Are you in the lectamine?
Pretty good.
And that is my turn. That's my turn.
But as far as saying,
are you
going to lie? I'm still
dead. Oh, you can't. The divinity is in action. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to stay laying down?
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because they have disadvantage to shoot you. Wait, but you guys need to like run up and like save our... Yeah.
Okay, and Adrian, what are you going to do?
Oh, he can run back.
I'm going to come up right here.
You're going to encounter all three of them. That's going to get you shot.
Well,
you should pull Arlen back.
I'm going back.
Actually, you could too.
That's a bad.
Well,
you can't go too far back though; you'll be out of line of sight.
Oh, that's true.
Can I move here?
Probably
like
fine.
Throw a dart and move back?
Yeah, totally.
I can do that. Because okay. I just want to piss him off, kind of. I want to keep leading him back over here.
Just leave Arlen just there.
Yeah. He can
I'm still trying to figure out how you ran out of spell slots.
All right, I'm
going
to go to...
Yeah, so Arlen can basically move as far back as here.
No.
There wasn't that?
Or actually...
No, we hung out. We came.
After the dragon,
we go with the dynamic.
Can we just get rid of that since we're not over there anymore?
Well,
I was down 2 spell slots.
So he can move as far as he wants.
So you have 2 left.
Back this way.
Once, right?
So I'm going to chuck a dart at Shield. So we're calling him.
Yep.
That's what that's what I was confused. Like, how do you not have spell slots? We rested after the Black Dragon.
10 to hit.
We did a short rest. That would not regain your spell slots.
No, after but the Black Dragon?
After the Black Dragon.
Oh, after the Black Dragon, we can't.
Have we done another encounter since then?
No.
No?
Yeah, this one right here.
Yeah, okay. You got totally rested.
But for some reason, I was down 2 spell slots in a bunch.
No, you're not. So you have 2 left.
I punished you with once because you didn't remember that you were call on me.
That was a 10 to hit.
No. Just glances off his shield.
Poopy.
Okay.
And bonus action.
Oh, but I'm gonna doop get back over there.
Around the corner thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Master Cho says you've got to go.
And Arlen?
Sorry,
you can move your full movement.
10, 15, 20, 30. We'll move like here.
Is that your full movement?
Nope.
I would kind of recommend your full movement.
Everybody say, can you disengage? Or no, he can't. He has to stay within 60 15. Of the guy.
I can go there.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that my full movement? You can move one more.
You're hitting shield, right?
Oh, I can. Actually, this is my full movement.
Yeah.
No, you were right here.
Yeah.
One, two, three,
yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5.
5.
Yeah, there we are.
6. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And then you can
shoot
the
club guy.
How do you do your d12, yeah?
This is glaringly obvious that now that we have incoming.
It takes 6 points of damage this time.
Okay. Well, that's doing a little something.
Well, Axe is a little hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Axe is a lot hurt, actually.
Kind
yeah.
of less
pretty heavily
concerning.
Hurt. Okay.
You can just, like, keep running away.
And Noan, what are you going to do?
I'm going to play dead.
Okay.
I'm going to hold my action while playing dead.
Give me a performance roll.
Dude, I've just got...
Yeah,
killed.
But a big-ass beam of light hit you.
Yeah.
2 big-ass beams of light.
8?
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, they may not invite it, but...
Well, just because you got hit with light doesn't mean it worked, as far as they know. I mean, who knows how these guys know how magic
exactly.
works.
Okay, and then...
They're swamp people. It's not like they hang out with clerics
not
all day.
They're swamp people. They're rainforest
people. Snake people.
Maul goes and continues to try to slash away at Alistair. And gets a 14 and a 12. So those aren't going to get past your armor. And then Shield gets to go. And Adri, you are very successful in making him angry.
Yeah. That's exactly what
and
the deception thing works for you at least.
Attempts to make
but
it
that's
around
good,
the corner.
You get advantage. Okay.
Did you hold your action?
Yeah, he held his action. What was that the condition?
Well,
was for one of them to be in range, though?
Yeah, I'm going to pop up. All
right.
Okay,
yeah.
So you make your attacks then, and you'll be able to do it with advantage.
Okay.
You want to, like, pop up?
Yeah
I'm
going to
pop
and...
up. Okay.
He's alive!
So I'm going to do Flurry of Blows, and this is a super big one, so a key point for Flurry of Blows. So first with a dagger. 17. Okay, 20 something.
Yes, you hit something.
So this is going to be plus 5. So that's 6.
Okay, first time he's been hit.
A punch to the head. 13, 14, which would be a nat 20. And then I'm going to expend another key point. He needs to save dex or be knocked prone, but first let me do the damage. 5.
Get rid of that d4.
And then my...
Is he prone?
Yeah,
is he prone? So his dex save is 15. Does that keep him on his feet?
No, the answer is 12, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's my key is 13.
So yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he's able to maintain his feet despite the surprise attack from behind.
Okay, and then I'm going to do my third attack. Another punch to the head. Good thing I have advantage. Well, it was a 6 plus 6 is 12.
Did that hit?
Oh.
And 7.
Okay.
Impressive.
So you do a deal of damage. Okay, and then he gets to go at Idri there and does the slash and bite routine again. The slash is a... 18 to hit?
I get hit.
And...
He's hitting on you.
Creepy.
He does 5 points of damage with a slash. And the bite is also an 18.
Oh.
Ah, fantastic.
So that is... 6 points of biting damage and... 8 points of poison damage for a total of 14 from the bite.
Wow, okay.
Where you at?
Oh, Jesus.
And you go crumpling down.
Yeah. It's okay. Like Monk.
Yeah.
Or bobbing up and down. Right?
So, anyways, top of the round. And first thing that happens is...
They go before me?
Actually, no, they don't. That's right. I'll make them.
That's not top of the round yet.
You're 21, right? So Alistair gets to go. What are you gonna do?
Okay, is the guy who is standing next to me like looking like he's pretty dead, or like?
No, you guys have managed to hit him like twice so far.
Okay.
We took down the biggest guy first.
So, hey, choose a d20 that I'm gonna use.
Just roll.
The yellow one again.
You was.
Oh gosh, that almost went on that one. That's 13.
It hits? Are you going to use your smite this time?
Yes.
Because you now know you have spell slots?
Power it up.
Do they happen to be undead?
No.
Because that would be nice.
Or a demon.
Because that would be nice.
They're not dead.
Or a fiend or anything like that?
15, 17, or 21 points of damage?
21 points. Okay, that hurt him. He is wobbling.
Okay,
anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so then Axe does her run up, and she attempts to slash Unowon twice with the scimitars. First one is a natural 20, and the second one, though, is a grand total of 12. So I don't think that's going to hit. Oh, not good for the damage either. So, six points of damage total from
it's
that slash.
We can take them, guys. We don't need to, like...
Shut up.
We were going after...
3 times in a row.
It was, like, 4 times in a row. Yeah.
And Club decides to change targets because he's being targeted by the spellcaster, and he wings an arrow at...
Oh. Boo. Boo.
Okay, 2 arrows at you.
Oh.
But I get a grand total of a 9 and an 11. Did either of those hit?
No.
Okay, so
amazingly.
Distracted by the bolt of fire coming from me, he misses entirely.
A bolt of fire?
Oh, necrotic.
You know, it occurs to me that every time you rolled your concentration, have you been doing another spell on top of it?
No.
Why?
Because like it takes an action to do the 1d12. If I do any other thing than 1d, then the witch bolt, it
ends. That's too bad.
So he's just gonna like keep running like 30.
No, does it actually say that in the thing? Okay.
That's too bad. That
okay.
Would have been awesome.
And then we get to go with Girdle.
Yeah, a level 1 spell. It deals 1d12 damage.
Okay, I'm just gonna. You get an attack opportunity, and I'm gonna break away, do a nice heroic shoulder or it's not knee slide, cast cure wounds on the fallen monk.
So there's the opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he makes a slash
and attack him.
Okay, so it makes a slash at you and gets a 17 to hit. Does that hit you?
Nope.
Okay, so you're able to
parry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, it does.
Oh, that's right. Your shield is down, isn't
it? My shield is down.
Shields are down, Captain. And so 5 points of damage.
Okay, and then I can hit him?
Yes, you can.
That's a non-natural 20.
Yeah, you can hit him.
Okay. It's a miracle.
I'm just going to do the regular damage.
I think you have to because it's a reaction attack.
11 points of damage.
Okay, he looks like he's about to fall over in a second.
He was about to fall over the last time.
Yeah. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, so you do your healing touch thing.
So
your healing.
Only a DM can make that sound dirty. 1d8 plus 5. Ooh, nice. 12.
Okay. 12 points? Okay, you have 12 points.
And then I'll use my bonus action to stick the scimitar at a shield.
Okay, so you're going to attack shield the scimitar?
Yeah.
Okay, roll.
Oh, that sucks. 7.
No! He pairs it with his shield.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I'm in the Jason Square.
And then Adri. Kind of good we did in that order.
Can I stay down and then hold my action, though? And have it be a surprise when I come back up?
What are you going to hold for?
For
him to attack somebody else.
For him to attack somebody else, I guess, or for him to turn his back somewhere where I can have advantage.
Yeah.
Turn his back, because he might come and attack.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If you take a look at the board there, Axe is on Noan, so there's no reason for him to turn around there. Grenville's in front of him, so there's no reason to turn there. So
pop up and smack this guy.
Okay. All right. Well, miraculously not dead. All right. Blah, blah.
Blah.
Okay, what am I at key point wise? All right. I'm going to expend key point for Flurry of Blows once more.
Key off on this guy.
Ha ha ha. I'm going to do a hand axe attack to start with. that's 10 to hit.
No. Catches it with his shield again. Right.
I'm going to go to kick him in the side of the head. that's 11 to hit, though.
No, once again, just parries it with his shield.
This is a great day for me. I'm going to try to kick him again, though. For non-natural 20.
That hits.
All right.
You just crescent kick around the shield.
All right, that's 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
Acorn.
Okay.
Acorn.
Acorn. Acorn. Okay. I had a head rush. I stood up too quickly.
There you go.
You were just dead.
I was just dead.
You weren't dead.
Give me a break.
Then Arlen.
Run away more. Oh, wait, he hasn't moved in a whole turn?
No.
No, he just fired his bow again.
I'm going to just step one forward.
Okay.
And then he takes 5 damage.
Who's taking the damage?
The guy in the back.
Okay.
The club guy. Yeah. Okay, well, you've done a fair deal of damage to him. He still seems pretty hale, but and then
you're
no
slowly
one to
carving
go.
Your name.
Okay,
into him.
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna do a dagger attack on Axe.
Okay.
Was here.
Natural 20.
Oh, yay!
Roll damage.
So
2d4
plus 5. So 9.
Okay.
And then
she looks like she's barely up.
And I will do a kick to face.
Kabow.
12 plus, that's an 18.
Hits.
For 6.
Okay, so you just swivel kick around and she just goes flying.
Yeah.
Lands in a heap.
Kabow. Now we only have the really hard.
And I do this
and
move.
We only have
and
the
this
really
guy.
Hard
I go like this.
And the one that. I'm like, really
on. Brandish yourself. Okay. And Maul tries to. Actually, Maul spits poison in your face, Alistair. So give me a constitution save.
That's natural one.
Oh my god.
You open your mouth and drink the poison.
You did not see that coming.
I'm taking it. The Z is not one of the things.
6 points of poison damage.
Okay.
I'm assuming that poison is not one of the things you're immune to as a paladin.
No. Not really.
Take all of these.
No, he's like, with the witch bolt, he's like.
He's like using the witch bolt to like cut the tips off.
Cut the bed half. Yeah, they just keep disintegrating. Okay, and Grimble.
You know, I want to hold off on healing. I want to see if we can get rid of this shield guy before we...
How beat up is she?
He's been hit about 4 times. He looks pretty hale, though.
Okay, then we will do...
He's not going down anytime soon. I'm just looking at him.
Lord. Yeah, we'll try... Well,
him and club seem to be pretty...
Main well. Action is to try to hit him with the flail. Nat 20.
Okay.
Yay!
Which means I probably, from the impact, I'm going to knock her off a death saving throw. 10, 15 points of damage.
Ooh, okay.
And then the bonus heal to Adri for a d4 plus 5, 7 points of healing.
Okay, so you wake up on the ground, this time with 7 hit points.
You're slowly,
it's okay.
Slowly
I can, I
have 19 lay on hands hit points. I can keep you going up and down the wall. Here, have 1 hit point. Wham! Here, have 1 hit point.
Alistair, we forgot to do yours, though.
My what?
Your turn. We totally skipped you. So you get to go. And, you should have gone first before even...
Thornball?
Well, we know he's going to roll a 1.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to...
What are you going to roll 1 on this time?
I'm going to hit... They used that last time. I'm going to hit Maul.
Yay.
12.
Yes.
Yay.
Smite him down.
Oh, he's like almost dead.
If you don't drop him... Like oh, jeez, whatever.
6 points of damage.
Yes, he goes down.
Okay, finally. I'm going to move over to behind Adri. That's where Adri
on Adri.
Just step on her skull. It's okay.
That would be entirely inappropriate.
No, I'll be right behind Adri.
That is right behind Adri.
And do you have enough movement to jump over Adri and go to the next to Noam?
No.
Or 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Actually, yes, I could go over to there, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be right.
Because you can still do a touch heal or a...
You have to make your manly aha.
Aha!
This is utterly amazing. Heal.
Okay, and next up is Adri herself. You got 7 hit points, you're lying on the ground.
Okay.
There's a big sneaky dude. I'm
back up here. Again.
Hit him in the face.
Up, like a cat.
Sit up like the Undertaker.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, Adri, you feel sick to your stomach.
Yeah, I bet. System. Can I disengage and just go like right here?
You totally can disengage and go right there.
Actually, right. Go a little farther because that way he has to step past both me and him.
I'm going to go right here.
How
many
does it feel?
Yeah, that's good.
Better.
Actually, take one more step
back.
Towards
either way, that way.
Yeah. Direction.
Okay.
Either way.
Like that way.
Do you like this way?
Yeah.
This way? All right.
No. There. Yeah, because I can stop his movement with the sentinel feet. I can stop his movement if my opportunity attack hits. So.
But can I still throw a dart?
Yes.
Sweet.
Just please not.
I know you disengaged.
Just remember.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did disengage.
Okay.
Or did you use a key point to disengage?
Can you bonus action?
You key pointed it.
Yeah, it's not a bonus action.
Use a key point. I mean, you might as well use
a bonus action to
attack. Yeah.
It's not like things are going poorly for you.
Yeah, okay. I'll use the key point. I'll throw a dart. Swear to God. It was useless to use a key point because that was 9. Okay, wait. Well, maybe 14 to hit?
It hits.
Ha.
Yay.
Yeah, these guys, like I said, they're barely.
That's right. Stick it to them.
5 points of damage.
Okay, to shield.
Yes.
Okay. And. Okay. He's looking a little beaten up now. Kind of bleeding a little
he's
bit here.
He's
going to
look a lot more beat up in a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Arlen, you get to go.
Arlen, is there any way that you could get, like, adjacent to me without being adjacent?
Yeah,
without,
just move up one. There. Safe? He's
okay.
Adjacent.
Okay, great. Club takes 10 points of damage.
Nice.
Okay, nice.
You had a power surge.
He's a little beaten up.
Oh, I went down a line.
Yeah.
And Arlen was
then,
into his skull.
No one, you get to go.
Okay, I'm going to thrust at the back of Shield's head.
Aggressive.
So I get advantage. Uh-huh. 15 plus 7 is 22.
Hits.
3 plus 5 for 8. And then I will do a punch to the back of the head. So 15 plus 6, 21. And that plus 4 for 8 more.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
He is looking pretty darn beaten up. Okay. And then Shield gets to go. And he didn't appreciate that at all.
Is that what Snake Person P looks like? Because he's afraid.
And he spins around and tries to do the slash and bite.
He's going to get disadvantage on the bite.
Okay, the slash is a 22.
Aww.
For, let's see here, 6 points of damage. Mm. And the bite is disadvantage, did you say?
Yes.
And so the bite is a 15. Does that hit?
No.
Okay.
You go bonk.
So you're able to get your shield in there, Alistair, and block him aside. Okay, and top of the round. Alistair, you get to go.
Okay, so I'm just going to smack Club. Is that what he is?
Club is the one over here. Shield is the one in front of you.
That is 16 to
hit. Hits.
Okay. Use a spell slot for the extra 2d8. Twenty-one points of damage.
Okay, dang. And you just knock his snaky head clean off his shoulders, and he goes down.
Look, I'm a monk. I can kill steel like the rest of them.
Okay, and then Club goes, and at this point in time, the arrows don't seem to be doing anything for him, so he comes running forward. Oh, thank God. Kicks axe aside. And goes for the slash and bite on you, Noah.
Can I get a disadvantage?
Can you do that? You're not, you're the other side of them.
Yeah.
Is that how?
Do you have to be adjacent?
Yeah. Actually, I think that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see how you would leap.
Superhero. Found Captain America, that shield.
Supergirl could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they picking on me?
Because you're there.
You're going to find something on you? When a creature you can see attacks another creature that is within 5 feet of you.
Yeah, he's not.
Okay, so no, the target is within 5 feet.
Yeah, so that would count then.
So, I'll give him disadvantage on the bite.
So you go, hey, you!
No, like,
okay.
Like feeling him.
So the slash is a 23, so that hits. And you take, 4 points of damage. 4 points of damage from the slash, just barely clips you. And the bite.
With disadvantage.
With an disadvantage is an 18. Does that hit?
Wow.
What
a yes.
roll.
A 13 Dang. And a 15 on that roll.
Dang.
Okay, so... not that big this time around. So...
Still deal 23 damage, though.
11 points.
So. I'm down, but...
You get up again?
Hell is your no,
for but me. As I go down... the ground grows red beneath its feet, and flames shoot forward or upward. Forward and upward.
Do they sit there? Do they go and blast you?
Killing you in the
targeting error.
Well, that's 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'm out.
It's okay.
He shrieks in pain there. And then, Grenville.
One, two. That's
yeah, we get right in the space.
Yep. Let's start teeing off. 20 on that.
Hits.
Four. Really? 3 points of damage.
Really?
Yep.
You can do that.
22 to hit.
And you hit again.
6 points of damage.
Okay, a little better that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Adri?
One more left. All right.
Dart, dart, dart.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You can move through me.
Also, well, I mean, I also
you can move 8, right? Can you move one more?
So,
you could give me a potion, maybe.
Do you want me to move, like, right here?
No, move that... one more, so then I can take that spot.
Okay. All right.
Sure. I am dying, by the way.
Yeah,
you
that's
have
nice.
3 saving throws. You're okay.
You're fine. And there's only one guy left. All right, I'm going to do
you have 18
axe seconds. Chop to his head. That's
so if you roll on that one,
18
hit.
Hits,
of course.
Right. For 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Then I'm going to follow that up with a punch. 11 to hit? No.
No, just catches on a shield there.
I'm actually very grateful that you've had that witch bolt on him this entire time.
Okay. And speaking of which, Arlen?
He takes 2 points of damage. I'm going to use the sorcery point to
reroll,
reroll that.
Okay.
Takes 1 point of damage.
8 points of damage.
Okay. Wow. He looks like anything is going to take him out now. And speaking of which, Noan, you need to give me a death save.
And I add constitution to this?
Nope, this is a straight up d20 roll.
Makes you better than 10. 20.
20.
You get 1 point.
You get 1 health point back.
You're back to life. You're
back. How does it feel?
Worse than you, I guess. You only had one.
At least I didn't get melted before.
So,
that's true, twice.
So, wow. Noan? Once again, you get this image of a young man, a beautiful young man, and he just sort of waves his hand at you in kind of a, you know, a gesture of giving, and all of a sudden you wake up on the ground with 1 hit point, and you're back in the world.
Why not a gesture of get out of here?
Get out of here!
Okay, and top of the round, Alistair.
Okay, so I'm going to move into the little nook there between the two of them, yeah?
Okay.
And I'll attack club.
Yeah, that's the only one that's left.
That's nine. A 24.
Hits.
D8. That is 7 points of damage.
Okay, and he just barely seems to be up and around.
He keeps always barely being up and around.
Yeah, and... Alistair, he's wavering on his feet, but he just comes around with a slash and a bite. Neither one of which is effective. There's a 10 and a 16. And Grunval?
Doubling up again.
Ooh!
A 18 on one and a... I'm sorry. A 20 on one non-natural and a 17 on the other.
Okay, roll damage.
He's teetering.
Eight total.
And you just whack him and stick him, and the lights go out, and he collapses to the ground.
Kill stealer.
All of a sudden, it's quiet, and
we're excited there.
The dust begins to settle.
Thank God.
And we'll see what happens after this in the next episode.
Once again, you never know what the party's going to do. This fight wasn't supposed to be that hard, but then they decided to go and try to pull this group like they did the last. I had anticipated them just rushing on in and attacking, and instead they decided to try to pull apart. And knowing that there were a couple more of the Wontai Malisons in the next hut over, I figured they would probably go for reinforcements as soon as possible. And that made things a lot more interesting and a much stiffer fight than what we were expecting. Of course, you know, it would have helped if Alistair had remembered that he had his spell slots and hadn't rolled 6 natural 1s in the course of the entire combat, but they were able to compensate for that. So anyways, the party has made it through these two challenges. The bridge is open, and we'll see what happens to them in the next episode.
Until then, let us know what you think. Rate us on iTunes. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at Relic of the Past on Twitter and Relic of the Past Podcast on Facebook. Articles and artwork are available at poolmedia.podbean.com. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.